One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're clowns.
Well, you are.
I just saw It.
Oh, well, you're a clown anyway, but sure.
Yeah, but not a scary clown.
Sure, tell me about It.
It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Had you seen the original?
Yes, a long time ago, but I'd never read the book. I'd just seen the original Tim Curry movie.
Never saw it.
Never wanted to see it?
Never wanted to see it. No desire to see it now.
Are you a Stephen King fan in general or no?
No, I am not.
Why not?
Because I don't like scary things.
Have you ever read a Stephen King book?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because I don't like scary things. I'm not one of those persons. I'm not one of those persons. Cool.
Yeah.
That gets jazzed by scary things.
It depends on the type of scary thing. And I was kind of like saying this to Megan as we were leaving the theater, was that the kind of horror that I like was all in It, because A, it takes place in a specific cursed town that I am not in. Only children are affected by the horror in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a child. So, like, I don't get scared if I'm just, like, on my own later on after watching something like that, because I'm like, well, that, you know, the fiction of the movie couldn't happen to me.
So what you're saying is you only like watching horror movies from a position of privilege.
Yes. A position from being outside the haunt.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's just very funny. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, if it's a horror movie that's about, like, someone getting killed in their fifth floor walk-up in Harlem, then I'm not going to watch it, because that could happen to me.
No, what murderer is going to walk up five floors?
Yeah, that's why I live here.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Before we get started, we had someone come forward as the owner of Used to Love Cal and Mob.
Oh, the review that we had.
The review that we got. Yeah. Thank you, Megan R.
Megan
for
R.
coming forward and claiming that review, which she let us know that was signed in on her boss's iPad. So that's why random username in there, which is hilarious. Or like title of a different review or something.
Right, right.
Which is great. Megan R. is not your wife.
No.
Nor is it Megan H., Megan Hasty,
correct,
who is also a loyal listener. And
Megan's love this podcast.
Who knows more Megan's, me or you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm gonna look on my Facebook.
Can we find this out quickly on Facebook?
Yes.
Is it going to take a while?
No, it's going to be quick, because you can search by name. Who has more Megan's, me or you?
I do.
All right, I've got 7 total.
I have 11.
Damn.
And that's just 2 spellings of Megan.
Well, what other spelling is there of Megan? Oh, and 2
Megs?
N's?
Just Meg.
Oh, wait. Do I have any Megs?
I have 4, 5 Megs.
Wait, if you just do M-E-G, you'll get everybody.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, that's true. I have 16.
Yeah, you beat me. I only have 7.
Haha.
You have more than double the Megans. Wait, how many friends do you have?
2,240.
I have 989.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so that's why.
So I just have more friends than you.
Yeah. So you have double my Megans because you have double my friends.
I've been trying to collect them.
You're collecting all the Megans?
I've got a binder full of them.
Is that why you married one?
Yeah.
She's the lead Megan?
She's my favorite Megan.
Aw, my favorite Megan.
Coming to TLC.
Yeah.
Also, Megan just now from the other room goes, excuse me.
Yeah. She's not amused by our game. How many Megans?
Well, that was a fun diversion.
Yeah, anyway. But thank you, Megan R., for coming forward and claiming your review of us. And if you give us a review, we will also give you a shout out, as long as we know who you are.
And what are people reviewing, Shannon? What do we do here?
We take a random topic from Wikipedia and combine it with a random music genre from moodfuse.com. And we use those things to write a song together.
We do. And we get the random genre and topic by spinning the salad spinner. And the salad spinner is a suggestion from our loyal listeners. This week's salad spinner suggestion comes from Lila at Lila Narthali. And she says, for next week's salad spinner, I don't know what week that was, but here we are.
Yeah, we're
you
trying.
You should do imitations of each other.
Nice.
So this is good. This is a little more freeing than the specific phrase that.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Thank you, Lila.
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Here's my Shannon impression.
Great. Can't wait.
You do. You do, 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 do.
I wasn't crying while I was yodeling. I wasn't sad.
Yes, you were.
I mean, I was sad because I was singing, but like...
You were laugh crying.
I was laugh crying. That's true. Thanks for using my yodels against me. Spin.
Our genre this week.
Reggae.
It happened.
It did happen.
And we were like, did we do reggae?
But we didn't.
We didn't. We've done rock steady.
Yes.
Which is a slower version of reggae.
A precursor to reggae.
We've also done ska, which is a faster version of reggae.
And we've also done calypso.
Yes.
Which is not reggae, but it's related.
It's related.
Yeah.
So those episodes, if you want to refer to those, because there's very similar themes discussed, our Rocksteady episode was Doopie Got Your Ticker Man.
Yep.
Our ska episode was Tiny Town Choo Choo.
Yes, with special guest Adam Hill.
And our calypso episode was What We Gonna Do When the Pancakes Come.
Yes, about pancake.
Pancake art.
Pancake art, that's right.
But this week, reggae.
Reggae, cool. So I think it's going to seem familiar because we've done related genres.
Yeah.
But let's remind everybody some of the general stuff about reggae.
It originated in Jamaica in the late 1960s. And it was influenced by mento, which is a celebratory rural folk form of music that served largely rural audiences as dance music and an alternative to hymns and adapted chanties of local church singing, which I guess means like chanted versions of church songs.
No, I think it's like a sea shanty. But I think it's like another... Well, no, there are a couple different ways to spell chanty. So I think it's just like a song for church.
Cool.
The name reggae was first coined in a 1968 single by a rock steady group called Toots and the Maytals.
Cute.
And it was the song was called Do the Reggae. And it was spelled a little bit differently than you might see reggae now. But the actual origin of that word, even though that was the first time it was used, is kind of up in the air. So there are a couple different theories. Let me run you through them.
Can't wait.
1967, the year before, the Dictionary of Jamaican English lists reggae as a recently established spelling for reggae, R-E-G-E, as in reggae, reggae, a word that can mean either rags, ragged clothing, or a quarrel or a row. So like if someone... is dressed in reggae reggae, they're dressed
in rags,
shoddily. Yes.
It's like shmata in Yiddish.
Yeah. So reggae as a musical term appeared in the rock steady hit, as we mentioned, Do the Reggae. And reggae historian Steve Barrow credits this other guy.
Like no reggae historian should just be named Steve.
Yeah, that's true.
But go on.
Yeah, not very cool, Steve Barrow. He credits a guy named Clancy Eklis.
That's better.
with altering the Jamaican patois word stregay, which means like a loose woman, into the word reggae. But Toots Hibbert, who I'm guessing is the Toots from Toots and the Maytals.
You would think.
Said, there's a word we use in Jamaica called stregay. If a girl is walking and the guys look at her and say, man, she's stregay, it means she don't dress well. She look raggedy. The girls would say that about the men, too. This one morning, me and my two friends were playing, and I said, okay, man, let's do the reggae. It was just something that came out of my mouth. So we just start singing, do the reggae, and created a beat. People tell me later that we had given the sound its name. Before that, people had called it blue beat and all kind of other things. Now, it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Look, Ma, I made it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Bob Marley, who is probably, I would say, the most famous reggae performer that you've probably heard
of. Most famous, most influential in terms of bringing it out of Jamaica and into the world scene.
Yes. Bob Marley has a different story for the word reggae. He claims...
I'm interested. Oh, okay. Keep going.
He claims it came from the word, the Spanish term for the king's music, which would be something like reggae or reggi, which is like to the king in Latin. So like it like came through Spanish, but who knows if that's really true.
Interesting.
So there are several different origin stories of the word reggae.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
and musical things to listen for that are emblematic of reggae. We've talked about the drum beat called the one drop before, meaning that there's one drop of the bass drum per bar, always on beat three. So a one, two, three, four, one, three, four. That's the only beat that the bass drum is played on.
Hmm.
The guitars are always playing on the off beats, or what's called the skank rhythm, like we talked about. So like one, there's a very prominent bass line in reggae, usually a pretty simple repetitive bass line, but is always in the forefront of what you hear in the recordings. And then other instruments that are typically used are brass instruments, synthesizers, organs, and the vocal style, as Shannon quickly touched on just now, is most known for the Jamaican patois. Is that what you said?
Patois.
Mm-hmm. Patois. Or that kind of Rastafari accent.
Yeah. And speaking of the Rastafari language, so I really, let me, like, confession of ignorance time.
Uh-huh.
Did not realize that being Rastafarian was like an actual religion.
Mm-hmm.
Really just thought it was like being like a goth or a punk or something. Like it was
sure,
like
yeah.
a group, certainly, and like an organized group, but like an identity that didn't.
An identity, not a religion.
Yes, yeah. yes. That's what I thought it was. But it's not, guys. It's an Abrahamic religion. And it developed in Jamaica in the 1930s, so predating reggae by about 30 years. And they have a kind of like spin, I guess. It's a specific interpretation of the Bible. And God is referred to as Jah. It's a monotheistic religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the former emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, is given central importance. And it is
interesting.
It is Christian in the way that Rastas regard Haile Selassie as an incarnation of Jah on earth and as the second coming of Christ.
Oh, so that happened.
Yeah. So they believe that it already happened.
Cool.
And I'm not
Did that guy refer to himself in that way, or did they just kind of put that upon him?
See, now you're asking me questions.
Why don't you know everything there is to know about Rastafari?
Because it is a complicated thing and the Wikipedia article is very long.
maybe it'll be our topic.
Yeah, maybe. No, but like it's really complex and there's like a lot of culture that goes along with it, including this language, which is really cool, and it's called Ayaric or Livelect or Dread Talk or Eye Talk.
Dread Talk.
Dread
That's
Talk.
Cool.
I know. Like dreadlocks. It's very cool. Is a consciously created dialect of English for Rastafarians.
We should create our own dialect.
Well,
how cool would that be?
It's very J.R.R. Tolkien of them.
Yeah, right.
To just be like, I want to make up a whole language. But it's really cool. And because the thing about it is that they made it up in order to strip a lot of the perceived negativity out of language.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, for example, you don't want to use the word in English hello because it contains the word hell and also low, which refers to low as opposed to high. Isn't
so,
that bonkers?
You have to think about the possible negative connotations of even parts of words.
Yeah.
And make your own dialect to replace them.
Yes. And the whole point of it was that the words and the language uplifts people. And also the word I replaces me. Because me is thought to turn a person into an object, whereas I emphasizes the subjectivity of an individual.
And sounds like the word hi.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. But like, it's just so funny that they're like, well, like grammatically, they're right. Like me is the object
yep, sure.
and I is the subject. But they like turned grammar into like a way that they relate to the world.
It's pretty amazing.
Which is really cool.
And when you listen to Rastafaris talk and sing, it usually is uplifting and
yeah.
energizing.
And a lot of the lyrical themes are, even though they could be political or religious, it was focusing on hopefulness and faith and love. And so they were a really uplifting genre, and even like sociopolitical topics like Black nationalism, anti-racism, anti-colonialism, anti-capitalism are still meant to be like positive.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a noble pursuit, I would say.
Yes.
I think we're probably ready for an example.
Yeah, let's find an example.
Bob Marley is probably a good go-to.
Yeah.
Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite Bob Marley song?
I mean, One Love is really nice.
Yeah.
What's the one about the birds?
Three Little Birds.
Three Little Birds is good. I don't know. Do you have one?
I like No Woman, No Cry.
Yep. Whoa.
What?
Toots and the Maytals performing this year at Coachella.
Cool.
Holy crap. How old are these guys?
They've been preserved by weed.
Yeah, they do. Another thing about Rastafarian beliefs is that they do promote cannabis use.
Let's do jamming.
Okay.
Bob Marley, jamming.
Jamming.
Here it is. So that song actually has a different drum beat. And I was reading about this. There are other drum beats other than the one drop. There's also the rocker and the sleeper. The lobster. The spocker. So the one drop I've mentioned before. In the rocker, you play the bass drum on all four beats of the bar.
Oh.
Not just on three. And that's also known as four on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love me some four on the floor for no reason.
And in the sleeper, you also have the four on the floor.
Wait, what's the sleeper?
Just another beat.
Oh, so it, there's the rocker,
it describes
the
them as the same thing as each other.
One drop rockers and you, do you
and
mean
sleep.
Stepper?
Oh, I thought, I'm looking at an angle at the screen. It looks like sleepers from here. Steppers.
Stepper. I think we should take this whole section over again.
Moving on. I'll just cut it together in a creative way.
Great, cool. Okay, so I was reading some Bob Marley lyrics.
And
something that strikes me is that, I mean, they, no joke, they're all very positive, which is great. They're also pretty repetitive, which is fine. They're pretty simple. Yeah, I think they're just like really simple, straightforward, and pure. And there's not like a ton of like subtext or anything. It's just like real pure positivity.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
It's what we all need.
Yes.
And we also need a topic.
Yes, so let's find out what we're going to be positive about.
So you have to do an impression of me.
Yeah, I do. All right. So one of my favorite... I'm going to explain my impression before I do it.
Okay.
One of my favorite things that you do is whenever you're reading something and you realize that you've kind of been like reading for maybe a little too long, you just kind of like get a little bit of like a Midwestern accent for no reason.
What?
Okay, you've been like explaining something for a long time and reading a paragraph. You're like, and in India, we are coming to the Bundi Kingdom. And with King Myanmar. And you just get like...
punctuating it with an accent?
Yeah, you just get like kind of like nasal and weird.
All right, cool. I'll think about that, I guess.
No, I didn't mean to make you self-conscious about it. The Bundy Kingdom.
The Bundy Kingdom.
The Bundy Kingdom. Anyway.
And you play the drums on all four beats.
On the four in the floor. There's the kind of like, hey, everybody.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
But don't take my word for it.
Yeah, you become like a Cracker Barrel spokesman or something. It's very strange. Anyway, let's spin. 1999 Beach Soccer World Championship.
Beach soccer? I barely know her.
What? Did you even know that beach soccer was the thing?
Nope.
Me either.
I think soccer is already a very difficult sport. And can you imagine doing it in the sand?
No, it'd be so annoying.
It's so hard to run on sand.
So many twisted ankles.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Like volleyball, you don't have to run that much.
You kind of do.
There's a lot of just like diving and falling into the sand.
Yeah, it's a lot of like juking and twisting and stuff.
So this specific one, 1999 Beach Soccer World Championship was the fifth edition of the Beach Soccer World Championships, the most prestigious competition in international beach soccer, contested by men's national teams.
It was organized by Brazilian sports agency Coke Tavares, one of the founding partners of Beach Soccer Worldwide, with the championships ultimately coming under the control of FIFA in 2005 and subsequently rebranded as the better known FIFA Beach World Cup.
FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup, y'all. Damn it, you're in my head.
Yeah. Anyway, the tournament took place at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
And in 1999, there were 12 teams.
A record
competing.
High at the time. Jeez.
They did sort of a round robin style of competition, I guess, where teams played each other in succession until they were eliminated after different knockout rounds. And then in the end, Brazil won.
Who's surprised that Brazil won the soccer tournament?
This says Brazil won its fifth title, and this was the fifth year, so they were undefeated in winning beach soccer.
So here's who competed, and I'm going to read them in ascending order of how they finished in the tournament. South Africa, France, Malaysia, Italy, Japan, Canada, U.S., Spain, Peru, Uruguay, Portugal, Brazil.
Are there beaches in all those countries? It's got
to
be.
There has to be.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Now I'm like thinking about.
Yeah, there's beaches in all those countries. What are you questioning? Which one?
Peru.
Are you questioning whether Peru has coastline?
I don't know where it. I mean, I know it's in South America. I'm not that dumb, but I don't know where Peru is. Like, oh, like it's 100% like mostly beach. Peru is mostly a beach.
Peru is just a beach.
Yeah, Peru is beach. Well, now I feel stupid. Bolivia, though.
Landlocked.
Ha ha. So.
I kind of want to watch a video of beach soccer.
Yes, good. Yes.
I don't feel like I can fully understand it until we watch this.
All right, let's do it.
That's some sandy soccer.
We watched some beach soccer. We watched the 2017 World Cup. Well, we watched Iran and Italy.
Yeah.
Play
some highlights.
They're
very talented.
It seems that is my worst nightmare.
Just like. It's a smaller
field
than soccer, but still big.
Yeah.
All sand. And
just, can you imagine?
Sweaty.
How sweaty you
are. Sand sticking to you.
And then you get sand all over you.
Do you think they stop the game if someone loses a contact?
Oh my God. Well, can you imagine? And you probably have to have sunscreen on. So you put your sunscreen on. And then you go out and then you run around and you get sweaty and you're sweaty and you have sunscreen on and you're getting sand all over
you're
you.
You're literally kicking up the sand
it's
at each other.
So gross and horrible.
Oh, and they're all barefoot.
Yeah. They're barefoot. What if you step on somebody's toe? When you step on somebody's toe in the sand, it hurts.
Yeah.
Because it like crunches into you, you know?
Crunches the sand into you.
I hate everything about this.
Wow. Such a visceral reaction.
I just like can't imagine. Like I hate just like sitting delicately on a beach enough because of the sand in unfortunate places and having to wear sunscreen, which I hate more than anything, and being hot, which I also hate.
Yeah. Is this triggering for you, this episode?
It is. I just feel disgusting just having watched those sweaty men run around. and their greasy, sweaty hair gets sand in their sweaty hair.
Yeah. Those Italians had some long locks.
Yeah, they did.
Facial hair? That must be hot.
I have to be positive about this.
You have to write a very positive reggae song about beach soccer.
God.
It's not my fault.
Damn you, Wikipedia gods.
Wikipedes.
There you go again. The Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Okay.
How are you going to spin this? How are you going to bicycle kick this into the goal?
Yeah, guys, lots of bicycle kicks.
Because they just like fall on their backs and they don't care because they're in the sand.
Yeah. And I guess it's probably easier to kick the ball up in the way that you would need
to.
Right.
Kick
for
it up
kick.
At yourself and then bicycle kick it over your head.
Yeah, because you don't have to, because you have just sand under it and you can just kind of like dig your foot in under it.
You must get so much sand in your eyes.
Ooh.
That's what I keep thinking about. You just kick it towards your own face.
They weren't even wearing goggles, you guys.
Not a one.
Okay, so clearly a lot of people like it, though.
Yeah.
Because it's still happening in 2017, which is almost 20 years later. mm-hmm. From the tournament that we have as our article.
First year was 1994, I assume, if they did it consecutively.
Yeah. So it's been around for a while now.
So have beaches. So has soccer. Makes sense.
Sure. So I think
if you have beaches and you have soccer, they're bound to combine at some point.
I guess.
Like monkeys at a typewriter.
Yeah. Okay, but that's not true of like everything. Like,
can you imagine?
You have beaches and you also have knitting, but like knitting on the beach isn't a thing.
Let's see if Google agrees with you.
Okay, fine. Are you Googling beach knitting? No, knitting on a beach. Oh my God. Guys!
There's so much beach knitting.
What is wrong with people?
This is similar to a game that my brother and I came up with while driving to a brewery in Connecticut. I was like telling him that I found some fun techno remixes, and by fun I mean bad techno remixes of pop songs. And then we were talking about how, oh, you know, the internet is so vast that there's probably a techno remix of every song. And then we kind of put that theory to the test.
That's
and
fun.
Found that, yes, indeed, there are techno remixes of pretty much any song you can name.
Go figure. How about Bob Marley's Jammin' techno remix? Let's do it.
Yeah,
God
which
damn.
One do you want?
God
There's
damn.
Lots.
Yeah, yep, yep.
There you go. Aside from beach knitting, what do you want to sing about?
I think it's just going to be from the point of view of a fan of this sport.
All right.
Yeah, or maybe one of the players. The players seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, you would think.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just have to be excited about this sport. We'll see.
All right, get excited. I'll get a band together, and we'll meet back here.
Cool, sounds good.
I made lyrics.
How'd we do?
I think they're going to be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's got a good, chill vibe.
Cool.
And very positive.
Chill and positive.
Chill and positive vibe.
The hallmarks of beach soccer.
Yeah, for sure. And also the hallmarks of reggae. Just how coincidental. So, here's what I did. I did kind of like every little verse has like a mini chorus at the end.
Mini chorus.
Yeah, because like there's not really in a lot of the reggae songs that we listen to, it's not like it's like verse, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, verse.
Yeah,
know, it's
not
like,
always, no.
Yeah, so and a lot of them kind of have this like lovely, like laid back, wandery quality.
Yeah.
Where it's not like they have to have like really specific rhyme schemes. Or even like really specific meters to like the lines
sure,
don't
sure.
all like scan the same. So what I've done is I've done like a kind of like intro section where we'll do some like, you know, improvisational like woes and yas, which I know is your favorite.
Woes and yas.
And then some like little verses that kind of end in a sort of like repeated chorus line. And then a kind of like B section that is just like so we can do something a little bit different.
Chorus-y.
Yeah, yeah, chorus-y. And then two more verses to end it out.
Cool.
So here we go. So here in your improv section, you might say something like, oh, yeah, yeah, life's a beach, y'all. Whoa, 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 whoa. Something.
I like how you wrote y'all.
Yeah.
Instead of like mon.
I mean, I have lots of mons elsewhere in the song.
Keep going.
Okay. The sun, yeah, try to keep us inside. But we got a beach and we gonna play. the Sandman. Try to scratch our eyeballs, but we got a beach and we gonna play. 1999, and we're feeling fine. Soccer time, soccer time. 1999, and we're feeling fine. Soccer time, soccer time.
I love it.
Oh, the shoes, yeah. A prison for our toes, man. But we got a beach and we gonna play. Oh, the soccer, trying to not be played here. But yeah, we got a beach and we're gonna play.
Oh man, I love it.
So another
That's so good.
Another influence on this was this reggae song lyrics generator I found.
Easy.
Which I did not use to generate lyrics, but it's funny, you know, it's a big fan of reggae who's like, I built this little like bot basically that makes reggae lyrics based on this formula, and you like have a drop down menu of questions you answer for what you want the formula to be, and then you like it like spits
That's
out
awesome.
A reggae song. So it's a really funny and cute little like poke at reggae music. So here are the questions that every reggae song answers according to yellowjug.com. So this is reggae-lyrics.yellowjug.com. And here we go. The questions are, what are we fighting for? With the help of? And the help of? Who's the opponent? where, and how. So, for example, awesome. What are we fighting for? And the choices are freedom, peace, emancipation from mental slavery, the unification of all Africans, and your rights. With the help of Almighty God, I Man, Jah, Mama Africa, the Father of Creation, or the Lord. And then, you know, there's similar choices for the other and the help of. And the opponent can be the bald heads, the deputy, the down presser man, the Paula tricksters, the sheriff, the specter of racial discrimination, the wolves in a sheep's clothes. Where Africa, Babylon, Holy Mount Zion, Jamaica, Nyabingi, our father's land, the Jericho walls, or Trench Town. And how? African revolution. Don't blame the youth. Don't shed no tears. Forever love and Jah. Hail to the mighty Rastafari. Let's get together and feel all right. See the light. So make everybody feel high. Spread out the message of Jah.
Classic.
Yeah. So
I like that.
I took inspiration of like, what are we fighting for with the help of and where and how? Like, what? Like everything about the climate of Jamaica is telling people not to play soccer.
Sure.
Because they're at the beach.
Right.
It's sandy. It's hot.
Yeah.
That you don't
no
shoes,
grassy
shoes
fields.
On the beach is bad. So for everything, you know, there's a just the answer is, but we got a beach and we gonna
and
play.
We're gonna play.
Yeah.
I thought you were taking inspiration from the movie We Bought a Zoo. We got a beach. What else are we gonna do with
it? Is that what happens when We Bought a Zoo?
Yeah, they play soccer in the zoo.
Oh, barefoot.
Yes.
What a good way to get tetanus, running around barefoot at a zoo. Jesus.
Don't go near the snake pit.
Do you think you can do something with this?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Awesome.
I think we're going to have one lead vocalist doing the beginnings of each of those verses,
yeah.
And then the little chorus snippet will be the lead vocal melody with accompanying background vocals each time. I think the whole 1999 thing will be mm-hmm. background vocals, harmonies.
Cool.
And then my band, I have drums doing a one-drop beat. I have very prominent muted electric bass. I have organ, a little like piano sound, muted guitar doing the skank rhythm, and it's fun. It's like you said, it's relaxed, laid back, positive.
Cool.
I'm ready to chill.
All right, let's chill.
What's your title?
I mean, there are a couple. We got a beach and we gonna play.
It's good.
Is good. Soccer time.
Yeah, very good.
Is also good. And 1999 and we're feeling fine.
I like soccer time.
All right, soccer time, exclamation point.
Yes.
Cool.
A reggae song.
By Shannon and Scott.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life's a beach, man. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. The sun, yeah, tried to keep us inside.
But we got a beach and we gonna play.
Yeah, the sandman tried to scratch out our eyes.
But we got a beach and we gonna play. 1999.
Yay, what a happy, fun song.
I love it. It's so relaxed and chill and like historical, kind of. 90s.
Yeah, 90s.
Advent of beach soccer.
We don't get a lot of opportunities to do stuff that it's chill.
Yeah, that's true.
This was nice.
It was nice. We usually are forcing ourselves to yodel through the tiredness.
Yeah, you know, that's what they say, yodel through the tears.
Yes, exactly.
Fake yodel till you make yodel. Yeah.
I love the line, prison for our toes, too.
I mean, shoes are oppressive. They're the downpresser, man.
Free the toes. Free the phalanges.
Yeah. I was able to kind of come around on beach soccer
Yeah.
After this song.
See, that's the whole Rastafari positivity.
Yeah.
Seeping in and making you change your view about something negative.
I am filled with the light of Jah. And now I appreciate beach soccer.
That's awesome.
I hope you all appreciated beach soccer.
And reggae.
And reggae in this week's episode. Thank you again to Lila, who submitted our salad spinner suggestion, our SSS. If you would like to submit your own salad spinner suggestion, you can do so by tweeting at us at Song Salad Cast. You can post on our Facebook. You can send us an email, songsaladpodcast@gmail.com.
Discuss it in the community on our Patreon.
Yeah. And donate to our Patreon if you would like our bontent, of which there will be an additional song this week.
Ooh. Fancy.
We're
cute.
Throwing down the gauntlet on the cute off.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
All right. We're watching out, I guess.
Yeah, you don't sound scared.
Come at me, brah.
Great.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we got a beach and we gonna play.
One, two, three, four.
This just makes me want a pina colada.